Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your OCR specification: development economics, focusing on poverty, aid, and debt. Whether you're revising for your final exams or just getting to grips with this topic, this episode will break down everything you need to know to earn those crucial marks. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the difference between economic growth and economic development, understand the cycle of poverty, evaluate different types of aid, and discuss the debt crisis facing many developing countries. I'll also share some essential exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with a fundamental distinction that examiners absolutely love to test: the difference between economic growth and economic development. Economic growth refers to an increase in real GDP over time. It's purely about the size of the economy. But economic development, that's much broader. It's about improvements in living standards, measured by the Human Development Index, or HDI. The HDI has three components, and you must know these inside out. First, life expectancy at birth, which reflects health and longevity. Second, education, measured by mean years of schooling and expected years of schooling. And third, income, specifically GNI per capita, adjusted for purchasing power parity. The HDI score ranges from 0 to 1, with countries scoring above 0.8 considered to have very high human development. Examiners will credit you for analyzing these components, not just listing them. Now, let's talk about poverty. There are two types you need to distinguish. Absolute poverty is defined by the World Bank as living on less than $1.90 per day. This is about survival. People in absolute poverty cannot meet basic needs like food, clean water, and shelter. Relative poverty, on the other hand, is when someone's income is significantly below the average in their country, typically less than 60% of median income. You might be relatively poor in the UK, but not in absolute poverty. Here's where it gets really important for your exams: the cycle of poverty. This is a self-reinforcing loop that traps individuals and countries. It works like this. Low income leads to poor nutrition and health, which causes low productivity, which means limited access to education, which results in low skills, which leads to low wages, which brings us back to low income. This cycle demonstrates why poverty is so difficult to escape without external intervention. When you're asked to explain why poverty persists in developing countries, this cycle is your go-to analytical framework. So, how can countries break this cycle? Let's discuss foreign aid. There are four main types, and examiners expect you to evaluate their effectiveness. Bilateral aid is given directly from one government to another. Think the UK giving aid to Kenya. It's often used for specific projects or strategic interests. Multilateral aid is pooled through international organizations like the UN or World Bank, then distributed to multiple countries. It's generally less politically motivated. Then we have tied versus untied aid. Tied aid comes with strings attached. The recipient must spend it on goods and services from the donor country. This can reduce the real value of aid and hinder local economic development. Untied aid, by contrast, allows the recipient to choose how to spend it, promoting local ownership and efficiency. But here's the critical evaluation point. Aid isn't always effective. Corruption can divert funds away from intended projects. Aid dependency can develop where countries rely on external support rather than building sustainable domestic industries. And tied aid can create inefficiencies. However, aid can also build crucial infrastructure, provide emergency relief, and fund education and healthcare programs that break the poverty cycle. Finally, let's address debt. Many developing countries borrowed heavily in the 1970s and 80s, often at high interest rates. When global interest rates rose and commodity prices fell, these countries couldn't repay. Debt servicing, paying interest on loans, diverted funds away from essential services like schools and hospitals. This is why debt relief initiatives like the Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative, or HIPC, have been crucial. Debt relief frees up government revenue for development spending, but critics argue it can encourage irresponsible borrowing in the future. Right, let's talk exam technique. OCR economics follows a clear mark scheme structure, and understanding this is key to success. For explain questions worth 12 marks, use the chain of analysis technique. Connect your points using phrases like "this leads to," "consequently," and "therefore." Don't just describe, show the examiner how one factor causes another, and always include specific knowledge, dates, statistics, country examples. Vague answers won't reach the higher levels. When you're evaluating aid effectiveness, don't just say aid is good or aid is bad. Contrast bilateral versus multilateral aid or tied versus untied aid. Show the examiner you understand the nuances. Evaluation questions require you to weigh benefits against drawbacks and reach a reasoned judgment. Here's a crucial timing tip. Allocate 1 minute per mark. A 12-mark question deserves at least 12 minutes of your time. Don't rush. Examiners want depth, not speed. Now, the common mistakes. First, don't conflate economic growth with economic development. They're related but distinct concepts. Second, never suggest that printing money is a solution to government debt without acknowledging the risk of hyperinflation. And third, avoid narrative descriptions of poverty. Instead, apply economic concepts like the cycle of poverty to show analytical thinking. Remember, the assessment objectives for this topic are 35% knowledge, 35% application, and 30% analysis and evaluation. That means you need to do more than just recall facts. You must apply them to scenarios and evaluate different perspectives. Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What are the three components of the Human Development Index? Question 2. What is the World Bank's definition of absolute poverty? Question 3. Name two types of foreign aid and explain the difference. Question 4. Describe one stage in the cycle of poverty. Question 5. Why might debt relief be controversial? How did you do? If you struggled with any of these, go back and review those sections. These are the building blocks of your exam answers. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential concepts in development economics, the distinction between growth and development, the components of HDI, absolute versus relative poverty, the cycle of poverty, types of foreign aid and their effectiveness, and the debt crisis facing many developing countries. Remember, examiners reward specific knowledge, clear analysis, and balanced evaluation. Use the chain of analysis technique, contrast different types of aid, and always reach a reasoned judgment in evaluation questions. Keep practicing past papers, use mark schemes to understand what examiners want, and don't forget to time yourself. 1 minute per mark is your golden rule. Thank you so much for listening to this revision podcast. I hope you feel more confident about development economics now. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep learning and stay curious.